Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. Are we just enjoying the sights of some people doing dangling. Something incredibly dangerous?
There's
filming the new Mission Impossible on the Woodbury Downs borders.
Yeah, absolutely. Are they allowed to do that here?
And now it's quite an interesting one today because obviously I'm injured, so me and Rob had a great idea. Rob, do you want to tell them the idea?
Yes.
Are we going to take a photo as well?
We are. I've got a lovely photo. I've already taken a photo of the Rusty Bridge. Okay, not that Rusty Bridge. we are celebrating. I thought, what lemonade can we make out of the lemons of your legs?
Yes.
Because Paul's still on the bench.
Yeah.
And we decided to walk somewhere we're not allowed to run.
Yes.
And so we came to beautiful Woodbury Wetlands.
We, the exiled, who used to run.
I just realised you were saying, get the sign, please do not run on your jog.
We used to run round here, free as a bird.
It was literally my favourite place.
No longer.
But we did.
Because running disrupts wildlife and makes it difficult to maintain social distance.
I'd like to see the evidence that running disrupts wildlife.
You can have parties here on a weekend, but the running disrupts the wildlife.
But we're going to love it, aren't we? We're going to enjoy it. We're going to be.
Yeah, I know, but we are. I do see us as a sort of undercover sort of operatives.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, enemy lines. Watch this.
Exactly. Rob started jogging then.
Did a little run.
I'm afraid that
but it is a fate and nature on our side because it is a beautiful morning. It's slightly clouded over now.
Hey,
but
mate. No, it's absolutely gorgeous.
In a kind of gorgeous way. The light's gone from gold to platinum. And the lake is dotted with birds.
It's because there's no runners here, that's why. They've come out.
and you're walking, I think you're walking without a limp. Tell us about your injury status.
It's a bit limpy. Injury status is left leg, left knee, hurty.
And then right leg, right knee, hurty.
Right leg's fine. Everything's fine.
Right leg in, right leg out.
Everything's fine. Do the hurty. I went to Dr. Liu in Crouch End and he gave me an extremely vigorous hour of acupuncture and Chinese massage.
Yeah.
And it's felt better than then. It was blooming painful.
Yeah.
I mean, I was warned that it was going to be painful, but it was sort of ridiculously painful.
Did you pass out?
No, but I nearly cried. And a lot of it was like, it's just like a silent scream. It's like, you can't believe that he's continuing to do it.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's just like slapping my body repeatedly, slapping. Yeah. You think this is? It became sort of comically violent, you know.
Yeah.
And then
think that was a good thing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and then that's after the diagnosis because he doesn't speak great English, but he knows some key words. So he'll like feel your legs and go, degenerate. Decay. Do you know what I mean?
Just because he knows your internet history.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Wow, they've really cleared out the reeds here. There's like a big
morning.
Dead reedy bit
morning.
Between the...
Hiya. Hiya.
Hi, guys.
Morning. 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 Good morning. Morning. Morning.
I get the distinct impression they were disturbing the wildlife.
You got the impression that what?
They were disturbing the wildlife.
Yeah, they were making loads of noise. Do you need to disturb your own wildlife?
No, I'm hanging in. Just going past the Coal House Cafe, which is really lovely.
It
a friend of mine had their 50th birthday party in there. Literally the best party I've been to in the last decade.
Quite do, was it?
One of the four parties I've been to in the last three parties.
Oh, this is a nice seat, isn't it? That's a nice seat. Fevy needs to have a little rest, just a solitary.
If that goes
the
down.
A solitary chair.
The injury is going to be recreated. Oh, honestly, that is the album cover. We're sorted.
We're having fun this morning. I can't run, but we're having fun. Yeah, so it's just still hurting. I'm doing lots of exercises on it. I'm going to go to an appointment.
Are you going to see Dr. Lou more than once?
I'm seeing Dr. Lou on Wednesday.
Look at this, there's people up here
Wednesday.
Doing bubbles. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that is beautiful, yeah. That is beautiful. The wildlife love bubbles.
They love detergents.
Yeah. There's one thing wildlife love, it's detergent.
Bit of soap in the water, please.
Please keep on the path. And look, what's happened there? Oh, okay. Oh, you used to be able to run. Can you no longer run down?
Oh, yeah, it's just further on.
Oh, they made it.
We haven't got to it.
Oh, all right, okay, cool.
Do you want to go down there or do you want to stay
No. Oh, should we go down here?
Follow the wooden trail.
Take
the
running. Oh, my goodness.
That's it.
Goodness, he's taken. We have a lone operative. Good for you, mate. Good for you, mate. I'm feeling it. You should be able to run around here. We're making a big thing out of it because they've tried to stop you running around here, haven't they? With the signs. Yeah, have you noticed with the signs and stuff? Oh, mate. No. We're on your side.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Mate, don't worry about it. Continue to run. We've been stopped several times.
Yeah, we've been told off before.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. The idea that it disturbs wildlife. It's absolutely crazy.
We're used to people running around, right?
Yeah, it's zone two wildlife, for goodness sake. Yeah.
And also, your wildlife. Do you know what I mean? We're all wildlife. Do you know what I mean? It's just, anyway, it's a bugbear of ours. It might happen, that's all I'm saying.
It'll be quite gently
as you go past the calf. Yeah.
They're not going to rugby tackle you.
We're making a big.
The same with the other reservoir as well.
No, the other one's fine. But you can't go round it. You can go that side. It's just this, because this is a nature reserve rather than.
Yeah.
But you run on. Yeah. Do it.
We're making a big thing about it. Take care, mate.
Stick it to the man.
That was funny. That was so funny. He thought I was working for the. He thought I was one of those. Look.
Fantastic bubbles on the horizon. Yeah, that's so funny that you stopped the guy and he thought you were turning off.
he thought I was one of those people with my special
you
microphone.
You became one of those
with my
people.
Special furry mic.
Excuse me, sir. We look like security.
That's funny.
We've become everything we despised. We have become.
This is absolutely gorgeous. I'll tell you what, it's a. Incredible morning this morning, isn't it?
Do you know, and it's been
it's such an amazing
November for autumn.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
just that the world is stunning at the moment.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Depressing and stunning. I don't know how to feel.
Yeah. It's beautiful to get out in the old nature, isn't it? And how long have you...
A blooming bush full of sparrows over on the right.
Nice.
I don't know if you can hear that listening to this.
Have you been... how's your running?
It's been lovely. But let's. I feel like we've got distracted from your... you went to see Dr. Lou.
I went to see Dr. Lou. He was just talking about... You know, my pelvis is out of... kilter. I'm just running in a bit of an unbalanced way, and I just need to. The first step is to get out of pain, and then I've booked an appointment at this place called the Running Lab
to
have a look at how you run, where the weight's been transferred. It's that kind of why do you keep getting injured?
Yes,
they seem to be those kind of people.
So
I'm throwing a bit of money at it.
Excellent, good.
Which hurts more than the injuries.
Yes, of course it does. even than Dr. Lou.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And if you transfer that money...
If anything can provoke tears, it's that. Because I need to find out, don't I? I can't... I realise since the old marathon and sort of beginning going into lockdown, I've just been getting these, you know, back pain to my calf, to my groin, something needs to happen.
Well, we're coming up, you know, I don't want to be... in terms of it being something that's sort of bubbling along in the background of our runs...
Yeah.
We're coming up on the two-year anniversary.
Right.
We did... I got the reminded... because I think this Victoria Park 10K I'm doing...
Yes.
...is the one we did the December before last.
Yeah.
And you came to that saying, I've got a bit of a twinge, and then it went off during the 10K.
During the race, yeah. And I did 40 minutes and 20 seconds then.
Exactly.
I was getting quite quick again.
Oh, yeah, you were nippy.
You know, yeah.
But on the other hand, you twinge... twinges and twangs ever since.
Yes.
So, we've got big plans for 2020.
If I'd known then what I know now, I might not have pushed the last 200 metres that hard. swearing at a woman who got in the way, that was a low point. That was a low point. What the are you doing? Just wandering out into on the last corner. Just
I'm right there with you. But the thing is, we are security now. We'd like to wander around and just police the movement.
Welcome
and
to security.
You're cleaning the windows. What are you dangling up there for? Stop running. It's good that you're running.
It's good that you're running. Keep running, but stop. You might get caught. He didn't care, though, did he? Because he saw that sign, and then he just went the other way, didn't he? He knows.
He didn't know. I don't think so. See, there's a sign at both ends. There's a sign at both ends that says, don't run or jog. But at the far end, I think it's the wrong way around today.
Oh, look.
So I think he just found this...
They've manhandled him and thrown him into the lake.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a shame.
Part, isn't it?
That is a shame, isn't it? Attaching weights to his feet. Oh, come on.
No, come on. Too far.
Come on.
Look at these cormorants in the middle there, at one drying its wings.
Yeah, they're really happy. They hate runners. They hate us.
I should have realised when I said we'd come here that this is how it would be.
provoke some kind of riot.
About this, do you know why that cormorant's got its wings out like that?
Go on then.
Because cormorants are like an earlier, they're not as evolved as like ducks and that.
Yeah.
Ducks and lots of other waterfowl have a system of oils that mean they reject water. They're like nature's WD-40.
Right.
Cormorants don't have that. They're not waterproof. So when they go swimming, they get heavier and heavier.
Oh, okay.
So they have to stand on the island and hold their wings out and dry them off.
Nice.
Isn't that great?
And what are those birds over there, Rob? These ones over there?
The white ones?
Yeah.
Seagulls.
They're just seagulls.
There's a cormorant.
I'm not very good. I'm not very
this
good.
This cormorant over here thinks it's a seagull.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to see some once.
Yeah, just going from Brighton. You ever been?
This is where me and my wife came here in the summer, and we watched. Did some great bird watching, if I'm honest. And a bunch of swans came in, and they were so massive. It was like they came in this way, like, and then came in left, and they were the far side of that block of flats, and then came between them, and there were three of them. And then once they landed, one of them. We're pretty. I think it must have been the male swan. Did this really weird, like basically was following one of the other ones around the pond, doing this showy thing,
plumage. Nice.
Look at me! Look at me! And you see the other one like trying to get away, and eventually gave up and just left.
Check out my ass.
I've never seen a swan look so much like it's in a little car with like blue vroom, lights vroom. Shining down on the road underneath.
Who got the keys to Alima?
And so that's my story as such.
Yeah.
This is my story.
So we don't know. My
destiny calling.
So we haven't got. And quite right that we haven't. We won't project on what might happen.
I could. The fact is, I could have ran today.
Yeah.
But I'd have just got injured again.
Yeah. So I didn't.
So yeah. Well, let me do a stretch.
Good. And I'll get this tree on record. Well, my running, I'll tell you. As you know, last week when we had our fantastic adventures. Oh, how was your other podcast, your real podcast, the podcast that you're new?
I did a couple of podcasts last week. I did a. I did one with.
There's one with Joe Wilkinson.
Yes.
Who I think I might see on Saturday because I'm planning on being down at Hove Park Run.
He's such a lovely guy, isn't he? He's so funny. They do a podcast called Chatterbix, which is a daily sort of breakfast podcast.
Yep.
And they're so sort of lo-fi. They make us look like, you know, Fox News or something, incredible production values.
That is something.
do you know, but in terms of production values and stuff. Because there were...
Do you know how much work me and Steve put in, Paul?
Oh, no, I know. I know that, definitely. This is slick. This is super slick. But, you know, some comics work off the back foot, don't they? And some work off the front foot. And some try and do both.
Hit the downbeat.
Theirs is very much a back foot podcast.
Yes.
So loads of pauses, loads of technical glitches. I said to them... they said, come and do the podcast on Friday. I said, I might have a listen just to get the vibe of it, you know, and they said, oh, don't bother, honestly, don't bother. but I did anyway. Yeah. I started listening to one. The first 2 minutes was just Joe Wilkinson just sort of really slow, loads of pauses, just going, is this on? Is it, you know, just sort of, just technical, is it work? Is it, like, literally 2 minutes, really.
Yeah.
And then they did a launch of money on Patreon, just straight off the back of that. Do you know what I mean? Like the most appalling opening to a podcast in your life.
That is really...
It's sort of borderline genius, taking the mickey, but fun.
You're so selecting your audience, aren't you? You're saying,
no, you absolutely are.
If you're not going to bother to listen, you've gone.
Yeah. And if you still are, you want to pay for it. Yeah, totally.
Excellent.
It was funny. And they've written this great... sitcom called Cockfields on UK Gold.
Yeah, my friend works on it. Does
of course,
she
did. Yeah, we met her.
Michelle May. Yeah.
And I think it's brilliant. I think it's really, really funny. So
I haven't
great
seen
to
it,
speak
but
to
it feels
about
to
the
me
first
like
series
it's one
was
of those,
fantastic.
Sitcoms that is like this is just a good sitcom. You know, it's that modern age of lots of people have reinvented the sitcom brilliantly down the years.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where they, I mean, like literally for decades, the young ones, The Office, but in the sort of modern generation of all different. You know, very disparate culture.
Yeah.
It's great to see sitcoms like The Cockfields and Ghosts and even, I don't know, I was trying to think of a more recent American one, but like, I remember Tina Fey saying about writing 30 Rock, she's just trying to write a really funny sitcom.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this one, Cockfields, you think they're big fans of like Early Doors and Royal Family and stuff.
Yeah.
You're looking at it thinking, why isn't this on BBC One, BBC Two? Anyway, the fact is it's not. It's on UK Gold, but it's brilliant. That's all I'm saying. Cockfields. So that was a laugh. And then the Nick Cohen one was like chatting about the book, so that was good fun. And then I was in Birmingham doing some gigs at Birmingham Glee Club.
Very nice.
It was just a really nice weekend. It was just really nice. I stayed up there because I can't do loads of driving anymore because it hurts my legs too much.
Yeah.
I just stayed in
the hotel.
It was all right.
Penta Hotel?
It was fine. The Penta Hotel was fine. Yeah. They did a nice breakfast.
I can't really comprehend a Penta Hotel because I haven't seen the first five. Yeah. That doesn't really make sense. It's a prefix joke.
But they give you a nice breakfast and you and then you don't eat all day. And then you have a tea at the Glee.
What you mean is I.
Yeah. Not eating lunch, I'm saving money for my leg.
Got an apple and some nuts. I
took a bowl full of nuts. And that kept me going for a couple of days.
I got pine nuts, I got macadamia nuts. I got stop talking about them nuts!
So it was
pecan.
I got a pecan nut. I got a bar. I got chestnut. A walnut, chestnut. She said, "Stop talking."
So it was fine, and the gigs were good fun. And then I took the train back on Saturday night after the gig, and I was home for 11:30. Coach there, train back.
This is the age of the train.
Yes.
This is the age of the train.
It was good, yeah. No, Birmingham New Street train station at like sort of 9:30 on a Saturday night. A lot of people around. Really good fun. People coming back from the races. People really drunk. Like crowds of women really drunk, just chatting to blokes, really getting in their faces. You know, it was a laugh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot like the end of the world, isn't it, when you get in that situation. A little bit like the Mutant Village in Total Recall.
What have you been up to?
I was on that New Street station once. I did a gig. I think it was quite far from Birmingham. It was in different. I don't know. I hadn't come from a Birmingham club. I'd been dropped off after a gig in Coventry or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, me and another comedian, can't remember who it was, were standing on the platform, relaxed, waiting for the train to London because it's one of the places you can't do that.
Yeah.
And the train was pulling into the station, Jared Christmas and Tom Wigglesworth ran onto the platform.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And it was so
that's
tight.
Lovely, isn't it?
They just couldn't. I could not believe that they caught that train. I remember Jared staying there. Of course, it was just before Christmas, just the last weekend before Christmas. It would have been like the
busy time for Jared.
20th to the 20th, to the 22nd of December, something like that. And honestly, we were standing there on the cold, cold station at the winter solstice, and the top of Jared's head was steaming. Steam coming out of his head. And they were just looking at us like, can this be true? Are we going to get this train? And then when we got on the
Christmas dream come true.
I got on first and I had this little Christmas tree and I put it on the table and then we got the table and then these people came in behind us and they said, oh, you can get a table. And Joe said, yeah. And he took the Christmas tree off the table and gave it to them, thinking, I'll give these people this gift I found on the table. And I took it back off them and put it back on the table because I bought it that day and was taking it home from the family. So it did the Christmas. I haven't really caught the magic of that story, but it was a really...
It's a magic. It's always a magical moment when people appear on the platform just as the train's setting off and catch the train, isn't it? That's always
just
a bit
incredible.
Of glory.
This is also one of the best views, and look at it right now because all the bulrushes are in. Have got their like golden seed heads, and the sun's just coming out. That is really something, isn't it?
I feel lucky. I feel lucky to be here. It is beautiful.
And that
it?
View, the, really the three gorgeous. Peaks in that view, the well, there's more now because there's more buildings, but this old church right next to, it's not St. Mary's on Church Street, right next to the Shard.
Well, look at it.
You don't see that like that.
Look at this little fella over here, one of your mates, this little bird here. What's he doing?
Right in the foreground. Oh, a moorhen walking on
just
the...
Just a little moorhen. Just sort of, literally sort of walking on, almost walking on water.
Walking on the moss. Yeah,
and there's miracle there.
That's quite impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
going to go, ba-doink.
He has to sink.
Do it, mate.
Has to sink at some stage. How long can it...
How's that working?
Yeah. He's done well, isn't he? Yeah, he's doing well. Yeah. Right, okay.
Turns into a big lump.
Right.
It's a shame in a way, because I'd love to see him drop down, like he's gone through the ice.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, he's going in. He's getting deeper. Yeah, that's water.
It's a lovely morning, isn't it? It's gorgeous, isn't it? Beautiful. Pardon? Because we're doing floppy things in front of our mouth. We're doing we're recording a podcast. We normally do it while we're running, but I'm injured at the moment, so we're doing it while we're walking. So yeah, it's just like a radio show, but you sort of record it yourself. I know. Well, though, it's a lucky game. You've total quizzing. I thought, but obviously, that's how we look, isn't it? That's. Yeah, I know.
They've been doing,
working in McDonald's.
Yeah,
we've got very high standards for our tech.
We come on holiday by mistake.
It's just through running. The podcast is called Running Commentary, and I just keep getting injured. I'm getting a bit. I don't know whether it's an age thing or overrunning. Maybe
not
four.
At the moment he doesn't.
Rob does not anymore, but maybe four or five times a week. Yeah, I'm going to have to look at how I run and how my weight goes through my feet and just all this stuff. Yes. Yeah. Get gait analysis. Yeah, I've got one booked in, but they're quite expensive, those. So I'm a bit tight, but I've got to do it. I've got to do it. ACIS.
ASICS.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. Like try run and become or something. I go to Camden or somewhere like that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna. Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna have a look at it. You take care, love. See you later. Cheers, love.
He's right. It's all blocked up. That's like a stream. Yeah.
It's sort of a shame, isn't it? Really. I mean, the stream will right
itself.
They'll
come itself. And fix it. It will. I think they have a plan. They'll let this block up and recombobulate. It's like a natural filter.
Yeah.
And then they'll come and clear it up.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got some pretty strict rules here at the Nature Reserve.
Do you think she thought I was being a bit patronising when I said podcast is like a radio show? I mean, it is a bit patronising, but the look she was giving us was like she didn't really believe.
Yeah.
She thought we were lunatics, didn't she?
Yeah. She might have been projecting a bit.
Bless her.
So anyway, it's a beautiful view. Somewhat upstaged by the walking moorhen.
Yeah, so where have you been gigging, Rob? What's been happening in your life?
Last time we spoke, I was on Hampstead Heath, and it was beautiful. And I thought, I'm going back there at the weekend. And I had gigs at the on the boat on the Tattle Castle.
Nice.
It's nice going there because I always talk about, it really is the great, look at this. Whoa! It's more a duck abuse.
Sort of duck off, like it's like 8 Mile for ducks.
What did you say to me?
Look, it's all happening.
I've never
they're
seen
kicking off
like that. They're kicking off.
Kicking off. You want some? Come
on,
then.
I think they've all been hiding under the water.
You and whose army?
Ducktastic. I am. Was on the boat, and yeah. I always enjoy it. Is the two sides of being us is to play the boat show on a Saturday night on the blooming, on the Thames, or to run along the embankment on a Sunday morning,
right?
In the 25th mile of London Marathon.
Yes, you know,
The two sides of the central London coin. And I enjoy going back to that. And also, it's not just that. You know, I love the views across to the South Bank, the glittering lights of the South Bank.
Yeah, so there's a
proposed to my wife on Waterloo Bridge.
Oh, that's lovely, man. It's a very... there's an undeniable show busy sort of attraction to going in the centre of London and doing gigs, isn't it?
Yeah,
and the boat's got that. Even though it's a gig on a boat on the Thames, but it's a lovely gig.
Yeah, like going to the Comedy Store. I'd literally forgotten that, popping out of the tube at Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah,
you're like, oh my goodness, I'm in the exciting bit of one of the world's most exciting.
Hey mate, hey, cheers.
Thank you, Marshall.
We got a shout. Thank you, Marshall.
Unless he thought you were a Marshall.
He's heard about. I've heard about you. You're the new Marshall.
Thank you.
The only new Woodby Downs Marshall.
Welcome to our planet. Oh, look, they're building something here. Do you know, I just came this morning through Hackney Marshes and Walthamstow Marshes. Really incredibly beautiful. It's fantastic over there. But also, the ice rink's gone. Lee Valley Ice Rink. It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
So no skating for us.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah. I was doing a boat show. Lovely. Nice to be in town.
Yeah.
And I went back on... and I was running with a friend. I was doing a run with Rob.
Right.
Someone who supported running tracks.
Nice.
So I met Lisa, who'd been trying to run in Regent's Park for months.
Yeah.
And we got it together and ran on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So I stopped off on the way and did Hampstead Heath Park Run.
Nice. Nice. Good fun. Good times.
Oh, it was great. I mean, I'll tell you the story blow by blow. A classic Saturday morning, I thought I got up and thought, oh, no, I don't want to. And I'm realising that that's just part of the process.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So
totally,
I carried on and
proceeded. Don't want to. I'm not going. Yes, you are. I don't want to. You're doing it. You're doing it.
And then, so I got on...
Oh, it's quite nice, actually.
My bike whizzed over to...
I
enjoyed it.
It's all right once you start, isn't it?
But it was pretty tight, you know. I was locking up the bike, got a little bit lost. Oh, I saw a fox just running along the street in Hampstead.
Right.
It's just classy around there.
It is nice.
Good morning, I'm the Hampstead fox.
With a little cravat.
Yes.
Pipe, yeah,
and monocle and a smoking jacket.
It's living off salmon and all the great food they throw out.
And I locked my bike up by Hampstead Heath Station.
Yeah,
and I thought, quite tight. I better nip up, and I ran up to the car park where it starts. Of course, I haven't checked the website.
Of course, it started.
Starts moved.
Right, okay.
So I got to that car park, it's not there. Do you remember where it started before?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I was like, okay, it's cancelled, it's changed, I don't know. And I ran, I just...
Shouldn't have come anyway, what's
jogging,
the point?
I ran up the hill, and then it was, the hill was really muddy.
Right.
And there was just, I could just see runners going into the woods. And I'm thinking, you know, there must be, it was like a dream.
Yes.
A dream of where this thing, I didn't have any information. I was just kind of following my nose. And this was the day after my wife was cycling to an important appointment and then couldn't find it at all.
Oh, God.
And then eventually some students helped her. And then she finally found it. And there was a 19th century scene because they were filming there.
Right.
So there were like horses and carriages
between her
and where she needed to go. This was not a dream. That happened in real life.
So
it's the same as this. I'm like, it isn't here, but just through this mud, and it was getting slipperier and slipperier. And then I got to the start line. I'm thinking, I don't think I'm late. And I realised I always get to park runs at about 8:58.
Yes, yeah.
And I dumped my stuff, and I was running, slipping up the hill, going, and it's one of those ones where the briefing isn't at the start line. So as I got there, everyone was moving en masse down to the start line.
Right, yeah.
So I wandered down amongst them, briefing free.
Yeah, thankfully.
And then I looked at my watch, it was like 9... You know, just much closer to 9, I thought 9:02 or something.
Yeah.
And off we went. I just couldn't believe I made it. And it is Hampstead Heath Park Run, now even hillier. But it's really good.
Nice.
I'm loving hills.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite not a bad, you know, it's not a bad shout for a... Once my leg gets better in, you know, 2026, to go to Hampstead Heath a bit more, because the hill's quite... It's quite a nice course there, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely.
It's just
really
obviously it's a nice atmosphere, because you're in Hampstead, darling.
Yeah, exactly.
Having said
that, it was a really nice follow-up to Hilly Fields. It's a very similar, totally different visual scene, because Hilly Fields is in a really nice park, and Hampstead Heath is proper, you know, it's the countryside.
Yes.
It's woodland and everything. But they had a very similar vibe in terms of the ups and downs and the community and that. And I just really liked the fact, realising that when I started doing park runs, I was just too precious to enjoy the hills.
Just thinking,
I can't set up a steady rhythm.
Yeah, it's taking
this change in circumstance.
It's taking something away from me, sort of thing.
Yeah,
sort
and,
of, yes,
and I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way at all.
Good,
now.
Good.
I feel like it's just you can totally find the positive in it.
Yeah.
You know, you can push into the hills
and then
ride
great
the
training effect. Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it, and I just love seeing my own attitude to that change, you know.
Yes.
So I and it is hillier than it was, but in a good way, and I'm going to give you all those details any second now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There is a sort of, there is a sort of almost thrilling level of peace here, isn't there?
Oh, it's lovely,
peaceful, isn't it?
So much water and sky.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah,
it's just, yeah, so absolutely. It's almost like a song. Oh, look at that little bird! Look, just land on the post. What is it? Is it a robin? I think it's a robin. Can't see from here whether it's got the little red tummy. It's gone, isn't it?
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Pulled out my little monocular and looked at the managed to tune in and found the post. And what it was a post.
So tell us about, so gone then.
Yeah, so do you remember Hampstead Heath Park Run?
Yeah.
There are two laps of, like, the hillside above that very pretty lake.
Yes.
It kind of, so you drop down, go alongside the lake, and then climb up, go through the edge of the woods there that are right just behind Parliament Hill, the Kite Hill.
Yeah.
And then stay up this time.
Okay, cool.
That was there before. That was like the heart of the park run last time we did it.
Yeah.
But now it starts at the top of the hill by the Vale of Health.
Yeah.
And you start, you run down the hill and then up again.
Yes.
To get into that loop.
Yeah.
And then you loop it twice. And that loop has an up and a down, two proper hills in it. And you do that twice.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you turn left and you come back up the hill you started down. And when you get to the top of it where you started, you turn right and go a bit further up. It's brilliant. I was talking to someone afterwards, and she said, "I haven't done it the new route. I didn't know there was a hill at the end."
Yeah,
and it's true. It is about, there's a, well, it's your word. There's something wonderfully confrontational about
this. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And what was the scene like? Was a lot of people there? Was it
loads
quite?
I don't know if there were loads. I think it was about 200 and between 250 and 300.
Right.
So, you know, I've been to bigger park runs.
Yeah.
But it was a good scene. You know, loads of people. And and it's really interesting the way the hills and everything shake everything down. You know, there was one guy who was overtaking me convincingly, but with quite a lot of effort on the... One guy overtook me on the first hill, and I tried to stay with him the rest of the time, but I never caught him up again.
Right.
But he was quite an inspiration.
Yes.
And then there was another guy who overtook me the second time we went up, went round the thing, and then he was definitely much faster than me on the hills, but he didn't have... anything like my turn of speed on the downhill.
You didn't have the downhill.
I sometimes
think
that there's something residual about my no longer being quite as morning magpie, quite as heavy as I once was. My body still very much behaves like I'm carrying lots of weight, and including in positive ways.
Yeah,
like overtaking on a downhill. This guy, he seemed to be about the same size as me.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. I felt like I was falling down a hill.
To be fair, that's how you should feel running downhills. It's sort of The problem comes when you run down the hill, when you resist the hill, when you resist going down. That's
with
when
the brakes on.
It gets really hard on the quads and stuff. And that is a natural inclination. But if you just lean forward slightly and just try and fall, you can really get your speed. And it's perfectly safe. You're not going to tip so far forward.
No.
Do you know what I mean? But it's a state of mind running downhill, isn't it? It really is. That sort of abandonment almost.
Yeah, that's why.
That sounds great, though.
I'd like to hear Kate Bush sing about going down the other side of the hill.
Yeah.
Running down the hill.
We're running down the hill.
Loving it.
And it's better.
I'm loving it.
That sounds good.
And in fact, the only negative, and I put this one out to the listeners. Do I finally need to get over myself? Right, so long hill to the finish, lent into it, finding my own pace. Yeah. Everyone's going different paces. It's a hill, right? So you're doing what you can. I haven't got much of a sprint finish anyway.
Yeah.
Going up a hill, turn right, more hill. Oh, here we go. Giving it some towards the finish line. Imagine that's the finish line, that thing there.
Yeah.
I think, oh, I finished, still going at a good pace. And then I got to here, this guy comes past me.
Right, okay. What ran in front of you?
Yeah, just basically would have been less than a second in front of me, but further in, but one up me on me in the rankings.
Right, okay.
It's not necessary, is
not, it? Not really,
it's
no.
It's just rude, isn't
not
it?
Not really, yeah. I think so, yeah.
It felt rude.
It's
it
not
feels
really
rude
in the spirit.
Just I'm really genuinely happy to be wrong. If everyone gets in touch and says, come on, Rob, it's a nice way. You know, I mean, think of it this way. Let me put myself in his shoes. He might be using me to find the final turn of speed.
So he was so if we do it distance wise, how far ahead was he before he went in on you? What would you say?
Oh, how far ahead of me was he when he went over the finish line?
Yeah.
Oh wait a minute, that stone is the finish line, and I'm running at full speed. He was a step in front of me.
Yeah. That's no good. I'd never do that.
Yeah, but actually, no. I'm trying to play devil's advocate to myself here. Say
I'd never do that,
he
though.
Used my existence to make incredible pace in the last 10 meters.
Yes.
Then I suppose. But even then, I feel used, Paul.
Yeah, but even then, if you're like a second ahead of someone at the end of a power run, you don't just barge in front of them. There's always space to...
Just coming behind them.
Well, or there's always space to run in ahead and then have a little gesture with you of like, how do you want to play this moment?
Do you know what I mean?
But to just barge ahead like that is a bit distasteful.
Yeah, it was like a diving in.
But what you need to do there is just gently scrape your foot down the back of his tendon.
Yeah.
And then just, sorry, mate. So, what? Sorry. As you caught me by surprise the way you barged in there. All right. Oh, I'll chip in now. Never mind.
Oh, sorry. He's Dr. Lou's card.
Sorry. Yeah, he's
degenerate.
Dr. Lou.
Degenerate. Decay.
But it's been a big week for the running commentary community, is it not? Old Hutchinson running his 10,000th mile.
Yes.
Worthy of
Martin
comment.
Hutchinson.
Fantastic. Well done.
Congratulations, Martin.
Friend of the show. Constantly running. Running's changed his life. Lots of events. And constantly chatting about double dropping and running and part runs, massive part of the Bridlington Roadrunners community.
Yeah, went to Marillion the other day. I don't know how he found the time.
Ran to the concert and back. And it's that's just great. That's a real mindset. That's a lot of miles to go. And then we also had our older Kevin, who came out with his backstory.
Kevin Bonfield did Kevin a very Bonfield. Shared his 13 years sober on his thread, which is really good to, and just to feel
just
say
moving
thanks
and
to
interesting
be part of this
and,
community.
Yeah,
and we
just
say thank
any
you,
small
Kevin,
part
for
to helping is fantastic. And that's
I mean,
it's nice.
It's great to have Kevin for a friend and to share that and everything. But just also all those pictures from by the sea.
Yes beautiful.
Please.
Yeah.
And as I was saying, no one could deserve Kevin's seaside situation more as a runner. When he's a man who will go out and run a voluntary marathon next to that coastline.
Yes, yeah.
I'll run 13.1 miles and then run back again.
Yeah.
That is something, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
that's not, that is nice. That is nice. And
well, I also know that our friend Angie was posting today that she's not very well. She had a bit of a heart
flare-up,
didn't
she? Yes.
So good luck with
that.
So
thoughts going
out
to her.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And we haven't collected the PBs. We're currently collating because there were loads last week from the last few weeks.
Yes.
But I do, now we're talking about stuff that's happened in the community this week. The Merley Whirl, who we celebrated with Naruga last week, got a new parkrun PB. On Saturday.
Really?
So,
oh, fantastic.
You know, even faster.
That's it, isn't it? It's so different for so, you know, obviously, it's different for everyone. But, you know, people running loads, I'm injured, you're running, Martin, it's 10,000th mile. Everyone's having their own little journey, aren't they? Their own.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's fascinating. And yeah. And watch how's it been with the booze? Kevin chatted about the booze. I only say this because I've been doing well and then not well. Just similar thing, really.
Yeah, that's right.
Just similar thing.
That's
well,
the
not
trouble
well.
With it. If you, I think both of us are at a pretty basic level in terms of, you know, say, I won't go for a few days or take a day off. The risk is always to binge when you have a day on, isn't it?
Absolutely. It
I
is
mean,
for
I'm
me.
Not going to tell you any it horrible stories or anything, but I, you know, I, and also my wife said to me, "Do you, Rob? Do you take Paul Tonkinson as an example?" Because I don't know if that's the idea. I started. We had kedgeree on Sunday lunchtime.
Oh mate,
and that
don't
half go well with a beer,
right?
So that was me off. And it's a vegan kedgeree, guys. Very nice.
Nice.
Smoked tofu instead of the fish. Oh, it's really good.
That's
anyway.
Nice. There's always the idea if you start drinking during the day that you can finish by about 7 and then you sort of wake up sober.
That was sort of the idea. I had a bit of beer and then I'd stopped and then we were cleaning and I had some more beer while I was cleaning.
Yeah.
And then I was cooking a roast and I had some wine because, you know, beer and wine, you'll feel fine.
Yeah.
And then I was actually going out to a show and I had some more wine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had some more beer, and then I fell off my bike. So
really
does that
well,
answer your question,
that was
Paul?
Really well told. Yeah.
Then I fell off my bike. Then a man came, and he said, "What are you doing in the road?" And then I said to the man, and then
that reminded me when we used to get dragged in with Rudy. With sometimes he'd just go on a rampage at school. It was like,
great.
And then the teacher told me to sit down, and then I ran away, and then I found a plant pot in the headmaster's office, and then I smashed it, and then there was a chair, and then it just goes on and on for about 15 minutes, you know. That reminds me actually about because Sunday, I got quite drunk on Sunday. Part of the reason was I did a podcast on Sunday as well. Been a lot of podcasts, haven't there? And it was called Let's Kill Twitter. It was a podcast with Julian Hall and Sajila.
I'm the same. I can't think how many podcasts I did last week.
So many.
I did two. I did the usual two, the ones that I'm on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they recorded. That's a bit weird, isn't it? Is that how you're meant to feed birds, really?
No.
Yeah, you just.
What's the point of that? You do.
Just throwing.
It's just throwing a whole loaf of bread in slices.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that well with that, are they?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good.
I mean, isn't that sort of too much bread, sort of thing?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Shouldn't. I mean, if you're going to be strict about it, you shouldn't really feed waterfowl bread anyway.
No,
they can't really digest it. But at least crumb it up.
So they did. They did a.
You could go the other way and toast it with a little grated cheese.
Yeah.
Mama. And here's my tip: Worcester sauce. They're liking it though. They're loving it.
They're all right.
See little beak bites out of every slice.
They recorded the podcast.
Wait, is that laced with duck poison? Not it. Quack.
They recorded the podcast between 8 and 9 on Sunday evening.
Was that a rat or a bird I just scared out of there? Oh, that is not a comfortable time.
No, it's the most... I would say that's almost the worst time of the week to record a podcast. Do you not think?
Yeah.
8 till 9 on a Sunday. It's like maybe Sunday afternoon, but 8 till 9 is exactly when you want to be chilling, isn't it?
Yeah,
Kicking back, post-meal, having
You've
a wine.
You've been drinking all day long.
Yeah, well, no, what it meant was... Hiya. 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 What it meant was, is that I couldn't drink Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Hiya. So hiya, mate. So
taking the mickey out of you.
Yeah. Hiya. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Hiya. Take the mickey. Yeah. Hiya.
Thanks very much.
No, but what it meant was I couldn't drink all Sunday afternoon,
yeah.
And then I started drinking halfway through the podcast, which was meant to be an hour, went on for an hour and a half.
Right.
And it just sort of, but it was sort of vaguely exciting enough to sort of give you a slight adrenaline high.
Yeah.
And then I just got smashed on Sunday. Just crazy. Just went. I got drunk and then I found half a bottle of Prosecco that had been left. And then just to finish that off, like pop at the end.
Binge drinking.
Yeah, it is binge drinking. Yeah. It's binge drinking, yeah.
But it isn't because we're over 40, so you don't call it that then.
What do you call it?
Grown up drinking.
Yeah. The great lie. Yeah. That happened to me twice last week. I drank twice last week, and both times I got pretty drunk. So that's something to be proud of.
Well done, us. Do I get a badge?
Grown up drinking. I ended up having some drinks in Birmingham with a northern comic called Chris Washington.
Oh, yeah, I know Chris.
He was actually a really nice guy.
Yeah, lovely.
He's
fella.
Super sweet.
In fact, I
Wigan
think
comic.
I've been
He's
in Birmingham with Chris.
Right. We just found ourselves together as Comics Will, and we had a really good laugh. Played pool. I won 5-0. Not going on about it. I haven't played for about 10 years.
Oh, that's a nice pool table. Thrashed
him.
That's the grey felt pool table.
Yeah, it's really nice, yeah.
Cool,
I sort of channeled my pool youth,
yeah,
and just got on a roll with it.
He was Tom Cruise, and you were Paul Newman. No, yeah. He was Paul Newman, and you were Jackie Gleason.
And we just had a right laugh, and then I just stayed in the hotel room the next day and chilled out.
Yep.
Yeah, it was good fun. It was on the road.
Life on the road again.
Life on the road.
All right.
Well, talking of life on the road,
yeah.
I am going to... I'm slightly disappointed, actually, because I'm in Brighton this weekend. I'm coming home on Saturday night, like you did.
Yeah.
And it's at the same time as the comedy, the 80s, alternative 80s night, Spellbound.
Right.
Which I absolutely love, named after Susie the Banshee's song.
Okay.
The pictures are always tend to be Susie Sue or Robert Smith. And
yeah.
You know, it really speaks to me, and I've been before.
Yeah.
And I follow them on Twitter, so if I find out I'm in town when it's on, I'm like, oh, wow.
Right.
This is at Comedia in Brighton.
Nice.
And anyway, it's their synth special on Saturday.
Wow.
So,
okay.
I mean, I'm half thinking about changing my plans.
Yeah,
I'm not,
because right.
No one's going to pay for that hotel for me, so I won't be staying for it.
Yeah.
But my goodness, that's going to be good. But yeah, if anyone's in Brighton and Hove on Saturday, that is the park run I'll be doing this Saturday morning on November the 12th or 13th, whatever
nice.
The Saturday is.
Nice, yeah, nice.
And still haven't decided what one to do for the day before my birthday. But first weekend of December,
yeah,
doing the run through 10K in Victoria Park. They've got
brilliant.
5K and a half marathon
perfect.
As well.
Yeah, perfect.
And then
yeah.
I'll be in Southsea.
Get a bit of pace
for the last Saturday before Christmas, I'm looking forward to going back there because that's in the book.
Yes.
Listening to Orbital running
yeah, yeah,
the Southsea
yeah.
Park Run.
And because you're aiming for how many park runs before your birth, before next year?
Oh, yeah,
year?
Did I say that? That's basically, I'm on 66 now.
Right.
So, this is by the time I'm 50, so I've got just over a year.
To get to
do
the magic
other
100.
34.
Yes, okay.
So basically, it's just a way of getting in the habit of going every
yes.
week I can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is a really good habit to get into because, as you already know, I do tend to get up on a Saturday morning and go,
it's nice to have short term and long term goals, isn't it? That's nice, yeah.
It is fundamentally, though, this is something an old friend of mine is just saying, I think I'm getting into running. And she was genuinely, you know, it's like that sort of give and take away post saying, don't tell me I said this, but I like it, you know. But that is the great crazy balance of it, isn't it? And maybe one that you see but don't necessarily experience because you were into running from so young.
Yes, yeah.
Is this idea that it's a different kind of joy.
Yes,
you've got to kind of sneak up on it. It's not like having your first drink with friends at an exciting event. That's immediately fun.
Yes,
you know. And it's not like, I don't know, going to a birthday party when you're six.
No.
Although, actually, that's less fun than it looks, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be. It can be.
The way my daughter would
that's
sit
sort of
on
more
the edge looking
giddy
angry
in anticipation.
To
yeah,
the last
yeah.
10 minutes, and yeah. then she'd get into it, and then she'd have to go home. But basically, that sense of, oh, I see how it is. You know, people, like we've said before, people go for a run and say, oh, it was horrible, I was all out of breath, I didn't enjoy it, my clothes felt hot, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, that's right. It's there's something elusive about what's good about it.
Yeah, you're right in terms of it creeps up on you. And it's like when I was doing this podcast the other week, David, who's one of the guys on the podcast on Chatterbox, was saying, you know, I'm running at the moment and I get to about 25 minutes and I'm just tired and I stop and I'm just trying to get into running and it's right, but it's not quite right. And I said, funnily enough, you're sort of just on the cusp there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of it getting really, really good. It's just because, you know, couch to 5K is fantastic and all, but for me, it's like the sweet spot's between about 30 and 50 minutes normally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, when you, obviously, it takes a bit longer as you get older
to
warm up.
And it's such a psychological
But it's such a beautiful...
It's not about where your body's at. It's about running and carry on running. And like you say, it's all the starting. You're getting comfy in your clothes, getting warmed up in your body that your body gets used to the idea that you're going for a run. Then however far that next bit, that bit after the beginning of the run,
yes,
that's the good bit. That's
it can be, yeah.
It can, oh, look at these swans.
Yeah, it absolutely. You just get that sort of... For me, if you're fit enough to run for like an hour through the woods, it's that's sort of basically all you need, really. For me,
yeah,
anyway.
Lucky you.
Oh, look at that. What are they doing there? So playing some sort of game, some sort of squash.
They're feeding, actually, off the stuff that's caught in the grill.
Oh, right, okay.
But they're either that or they're just flirting with each other, because it's difficult to tell, because they might be, it might be like a romantic dance. I'm trying to get a nice close-up, because there's actually a load of horrible rubbish just behind them, which isn't a great look.
Oh, you can dip your head through.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, it's all going on.
I'll tell you what,
it?
We'll finish this podcast. Yeah. We'll have a wade over and see if we can put our heads in ourselves. What happened then? Paul got his head stuck in the bars.
Dr. Lou, oh no, degenerate.
Head stuck in
bars. Head stuck in bars. I told you not to do this.
Well, let's do something else next week. Let's see.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll be able to do some sort of exercise. But if not, we'll just walk around a shop that we're not meant to go into.
Yeah, let's do that. Run,
with Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.